With this KLAM Sports Update for this Friday, June 26th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, let's recap yesterday's busy action in softball and baseball around the area by taking a look at our KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. We're starting in the Missouri for Activities Conference, where the Lamar's Community Softball team split a couple of high-scoring doubleheaders as the Bulldogs lost Game 1 to Sioux City East 19-8 in six innings. Keeley Crone had a pair of RBIs in the loss, going 2-for-3. Izzy Tardivi had two RBIs, and Kinley Schmidt had a run bat in as well. The Bulldogs then bounced back in a massive way, defeating the Black Raiders 21-8 in four innings. Oddly enough, the Bulldogs had 21 runs and they had 21 walks as a team at the plate. The Black Raiders just kept putting them on. Lamar scored 13 runs in the second inning, 8 runs in the third inning to get their 21 runs. Georgia Bixman went 3-for-4 with a double and 4 RBIs. Kinley Schmidt had one hit. It was a double. She had 2 walks and was hit by a pitch. She had 3 RBIs. Maddie Washburn and Easton Schrader each had 3 walks and 2 RBIs as the Bulldogs were able to salvage a win in Game 2, splitting the MRAC doubleheader with East High. The other MRAC softball scores from yesterday, 13th-ranked Bishop Heelan swept a couple of crucial games with 10th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton 7-5 in 9 innings and 12-6 in Game 2. Sioux City North took the first game over Sioux City West 8-2, while the Wolverines got revenge in Game 2 7-6. And then Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson swept Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln 10-2 in 6 innings and 8-1. We go now to the Warrigal Conference in softball, where the Gatlin Catholic softball team did something the program hasn't done for 25 years as they defeated Akron Westfield for the second time this season. The Jays downed the Westerners by a final score of 6-3. Yeah, it was 2001, the last time Gatlin Catholic registered 2 wins against Akron Westfield in a softball regular season. Gatlin Catholic head coach Tony Kirkvliet says it's an achievement that his girls should be very proud of.
Makes you feel pretty darn good. Even my coaching career, I've seldomly beat them, and we only played them once a year. But yeah, it means a lot. You know, they're a quality program, and yeah, just a great win.
Yeah, the Jays had a lot of things going for them. They scored 4 runs in the 4th inning, 2 more in the 5th. Izzy Lammers went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Ayla Schmidt went 1-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. And Hallie Walgenbach went 2-for-4 with an RBI. Kennedy Paulson pitched the complete game, allowing 8 hits, 3 runs, and struck out 5 batters. Akron Westfield did not help themselves out very much in the field, as they did get a pretty good pitching outing from Avery Gaswint, just could not quite work their way out of innings multiple times. Akron Westfield head coach Rachel Harris says the defense needs to be able to back up pitchers in their contests.
We've talked a lot about our defense needs to back up our pitchers the best that they can. We can't give teams extra outs. Doesn't matter who the team is. It's going to come back and haunt you, and it has. So our defense needs to kind of figure things out that way and support our pitchers a little bit better.
After getting down 6-0 after 5.5 innings, the Westerners were able to stage a little bit of a comeback, scoring 2 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning, both off of a home run from Kenzie Allen, who went 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs on that home run. Kaberly Fairbanks then drove in a run in the 7th inning, going 3-for-4 with a double and an RBI. The Westerners even got the tying run to the plate in the bottom of the 7th inning before ultimately seeing their contest come to an end. And once again, Gatlin Catholic able to pick up their second win of the regular season against Akron Westfield for the first time since 2001 with a 6-3 victory last night. The only other Warrigal Conference softball score that we have to tell you about, Hartley Melvin Sanborn took a loss to Spirit Lake last night by a score of 11-1 in 4 innings. Then yesterday was the conclusion of the Western Valley Conference softball tournament, where in consolation play, Kingsley Pearson was able to salvage one win in the tournament, defeating Ridgeview by a score of 4-3. The other consolation matchup, MVAO-COU down Siouxland Christian 11-1 in four innings. Then in semifinal action, it was the sixth seed Lawton Bronson who knocked off KP in the opening round. They knocked off the number two seed OABCIG 7-2. Top seed and fourth ranked West Monona beat the five seed Woodbury Central 7-6. And then in the championship game, West Monona walked off Lawton Bronson in the seventh inning, and the Spartans win the Western Valley Conference tournament with a 4-3 victory over Lawton Bronson. On now to the baseball scoreboard from yesterday in the Missouri for Activities Conference. Lamar's Community was taking a four-game winning streak into a matchup with the then 30-1 top-ranked in 4A Sioux City East High Black Raiders. Bulldogs gave the Black Raiders a good fight, but ultimately lost both games. In the first game, the Bulldogs put up their best fight, going seven innings with the Black Raiders and losing it 7-2. As Isaiah Tolson and Jacob Jennery drove in the two runs for the Bulldogs there in the sixth inning. Brett McGinnis went 2-for-4 with a run scored. Ben Regenitter went 2-for-4 with a double and a run scored, but the Bulldogs ultimately lose 7-2. Things didn't go much better in the second game as the Bulldogs dropped game two by a final of 15-0 in four innings. Elsewhere around the MRAC in baseball, Sergeant Bluff Luton was able to knock off 8th-ranked Bishop Heelan in game one, 8-2. Crusaders got some revenge over the Warriors in the second game, defeating SBL 8-6. Sioux City West took the first game over Sioux City North last night in baseball 7-6 before the Stars were able to get back and win game two 7-3, while Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln swept Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 9-2 and 15-3. Then in Warrego Conference baseball, this was a critical conference matchup at Sargent Field, and it saw Akron Westfield get a little revenge over Galen Catholic after the Jays came back from behind to beat the Westerners earlier in the year. Akron Westfield jumped up early and did not relinquish the lead in a 3-2 win over the Jays. Will Hartman, boy, he was a strong bat for Akron Westfield, going 3-for-3 with a triple, two RBIs, and a run scored. Hunter Wendell pitched 4 2/3, allowed 4 hits, a run, and struck out 2. Regan McKee went 2 1/3, allowing 3 hits, a run, and striking out 2 batters. Mason Pitts went 2-for-2 with an RBI. He also pitched the contest for the Jays. Easton Spangler went 1-for-3 with an RBI, and Drake Hodson went 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. The other Warrego Conference baseball score from yesterday, it saw Harris Lake Park defeat South O'Brien by a final score of 10-0 in five innings. Then we have the Western Valley Conference baseball tournament that took place yesterday as well. The final day, I should say, of the Western Valley Conference baseball tournament. In the championship game at Stevens Field in Kingsley, the Panthers staged a comeback in the bottom of the seventh inning. They were down 9-5. They brought it to within a run with the tying run at third base before ultimately seeing the contest come to an end. Ridgeview downs KP to win the Western Valley Conference tournament by a final score of 9-8. Landon Howe went 3-for-4. He had a double and an RBI in the contest. Wyatt Clayton went 2-for-3 with an RBI. Jackson Newman went 2-for-4 with an RBI as well in the loss. Wyatt Clayton also struck out 5 batters through 3 innings of play, not allowing a run. Landon Howe allowed just 1 hit, but 3 runs in 3 1/3 innings of work. And the Panthers drop the Western Valley Conference tournament title 9-8 to Ridgeview. Other consolation games from the Western Valley Conference tournament, MVAO-COU down to OABCIG in 8 innings, a final score of 8-7. It was Lawton Bronson rolling past Westwood 13-4, and Woodbury Central clobbered West Monona 16-6 in 5 innings. All of those scores can be found on our website at KLAM1410.com. Well, yesterday, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released regional softball brackets for the paths to Fort Dodge, and we start in Class 4A Region 3, where Lamar's Community knows they have a trip up to Spencer to take on the Tigers in the opening round. That will be on Thursday, July 9th, in the opening round of the regional tournament. Should the Bulldogs win that contest, they'll secure another date with Bishop Heelan on Saturday, July 11th, at a regional semifinal. The top seed in that bracket are the Dodgers of Fort Dodge. Over to Class 1A Region 6, where Galen Catholic, Remsen St. Mary's, and Kingsley Pearson are all in that bracket. Galen Catholic sits in the top half of the bracket, and they'll be on the road to Trinity Christian to open the regional tournament. That's on Monday, July 6th at 5 o'clock. A trip to Hull for the Jays, and should Galen Catholic get past the Tigers, Galen will then make the trip to Newell Fonda to take on the top seed in the region, the Mustangs of Newell Fonda. That'll be on Wednesday, July 8th at 7 o'clock. Remsen St. Mary's has gotten a bye out of the first round. They are the number 2 seed in that region, and they will welcome in either South O'Brien or George Little Rock on Wednesday, July 8th. Kingsley Pearson is the number 3 overall seed in the region. They'll host either GTRA or Harris Lake Park on Wednesday, July 8th in the region quarterfinal. Akron Westfield is in a completely different region from all of our other Class 1A teams in the listening area. The Westerners are in Class 1A Region 4. They have advanced to the regional quarterfinal, where they will be on the road in Council Bluffs to take on St. Albert on Wednesday, July 8th at 7 o'clock. If the Westerners win that, more than likely they will be set to match up with West Monona. The Spartans are the top seed in Class 1A Region 4. Then we go to Class 2A Region 6, and this is where MMCRU and Hinton are at. MMCRU will play in a regional quarterfinal also on Wednesday, July 8th. They are heading to Boyden to take on Boyden Hull Rock Valley in that regional quarterfinal. A win for the Royals, more than likely, sets up a date with West Lyon, the top seed in that bracket. On the other half of the bracket, Hinton is the number 2 overall seed, and the Blackhawks will play Wednesday, July 8th at 7 o'clock against the winner of the play-in game, either Central Lyon or Sibley Ocheyedan. Those first-round matchups, you can find those on the softball schedules page at KLEM1410.com, and you can check out those brackets from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union at IGHSAU.org. Well, let's take a look now from at the sports schedule for today. A lot of softball competition, especially outside of conference play. Lamar's Community is heading up to Spencer for the Spencer Softball Invitational. It appears the Bulldogs will take on both Dennis and Schleswig and Spencer in their two contests in pool play. In Wargo Conference softball tonight, big one, could potentially determine how the conference championship shakes out, as Hinton is at Remsen St. Mary's. Blackhawks undefeated in the conference. Remsen St. Mary's one loss. Going to be interested to see how that turns out. Sibley Ocheyedan is at MMCRU. Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at George Little Rock. Harris Lake Park is at West Sioux. And Boyden Hall Rock Valley is at Trinity Christian. Also tonight in softball, the Delbert Christensen Classic is taking place all day, I should say, at Hubbard Park in Sioux City. Akron Westfield has two matchups. They take on Lawton Bronson and Sioux City East, and Kingsley Pearson will battle number 10 ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton, all at Hubbard Park in Sioux City. To baseball tonight in the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's Community has a non-conference road trip tonight at Storm Lake. The Tornadoes, who just clinched a share of the final Lakes Conference baseball title last night. Also in MRAC competition, Sergeant Bluff Luton will face off with Waukee and West Des Moines Valley in the Prongy Classic down in the Des Moines Metro. In Wargo Conference baseball tonight, Hinton is at Remsen St. Mary's. Those two teams are the last remaining unbeaten teams in Wargo Conference competition. That'll be a great one at Marv Thiele Memorial Field. MMCRU plays host to Sibley Ocheyedan tonight. Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at George Little Rock, and Harris Lake Park is at West Sioux. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.